Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
It's the All-Star break, the halfway point in the Major League Baseball season. Tonight, the National League and the American League play the All-Star game in New York. Three Red Sox players are on the American League roster: David Ortiz, Clay Buchholz, and Dustin Pedroia. It's been a very good first half of the season for the Red Sox. They're in first place in their division and have the best record in the American League. To help us take stock of the season so far and look ahead, we're joined this morning by WBUR's Bill Littlefield, host of our national sports show, Only a Game. Good morning, Bill. Thanks for coming into the studio this morning.
It's a pleasure, Bob.
Start with a big picture, Bill. Red Sox go into the All-Star break in first place. You think that's going to last?
Well, you know, everything has changed since 2004 and 2007. In the old days, people would be talking about the inevitable collapse of the Red Sox. But this is a team that's won the World Series a couple of times in our lifetime. So, sure, why shouldn't they hold on?
This was, though, expected to be just a rebuilding year after their horrible performance last season. What do you think explains their first half success?
Sometimes you get addition by subtraction, and everybody's aware of the chicken-eating, beer-drinking people who were subtracted last year. And sometimes you get addition by addition. They changed managers, and that was a terrific step in the right direction, as it turns out.
Well, how big a factor is John Farrell, the new manager?
Bobby Valentine, the former manager, lost the players early on, and it can be argued that he never had the confidence of management, that was a mistake from the beginning. John Farrell, on the other hand, had the confidence of the players when he showed up. They knew him as a pitching coach. They liked him. They've paid attention to him, and he's kept a lid on things. Whatever dissatisfaction there still may be in the clubhouse, we certainly haven't heard about it.
Is he getting more out of these players than maybe they might have otherwise been expected to deliver?
You can argue that both ways, that Valentine got very little out of a terrific roster, or you can argue that Farrell is getting a great deal out of a roster that wasn't expected to be quite this good. Whatever it is, we all hope in Boston that it continues.
It's amazing to me that they go into the All-Star break with 58 wins, which means if they stay on track, they end the season with well over 100, when a lot of people thought that maybe they were a 90-win team for the entire season.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of things working in the Red Sox favor. We haven't talked about what other teams aren't doing. My friend Tim Kirkchin, speaking to us on Only a Game, is very likely to say week after week, the Yankees are still the Yankees, Bill. No, this year the Yankees aren't the Yankees. You can't recognize some of the guys in the Yankees uniform. So the Red Sox have benefited from that, and also underperformances from some of the other Eastern Division teams in the American League.
Who's played well for the Red Sox that you think should get credit for what's going on the field?
Well, I think you have to start with the All-Stars. Ortiz is having a good season, hitting .317 with 65 runs batted in already. Pedroia, .316 with 56 runs batted in, and they've had probably more pitching than most people thought that they would get. Even John Lackey, 2.78 ERA, fourth best in the American League, even though he's only won seven games.
What do the Red Sox need to do to stay on top in the second half?
I think they need to do exactly what they've been doing. They have to be solid across the board. They have to be good at filling in when they lose somebody to injuries for a matter of days or longer, which they have been spectacularly good at so far. And I think they have to hope that none of those other teams that came into the season with great potential realize that potential.
You think this Red Sox team is going to make the playoffs and then get to the World Series?
I think they can make the playoffs without a doubt. I mean, there was a time back in the day when people would say the Red Sox are the only team that can be three games in first place and mathematically eliminated. But people don't talk about the Red Sox that way anymore. And this has been an exciting team to watch, a surprisingly successful team through the first half. More teams than ever make the playoffs. There's no reason to think they won't be in the postseason at this point.
Bill Littlefield, good to see you so early in the morning. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure, Bob.